News Talk 1620 WTAW. Some additional information, thanks to Postal Inspector Tony Rose of Houston. Visited with him following the weekend arrest of a Bryan woman, Ashley Carter, on charges that include possession of stolen mail, aggravated identity theft, and bank fraud. Carter among those under investigation on the federal level. Bryan College Station, among other places in Texas, in these types of crimes. Some more background from Tony Rose regarding Carter's arrest, as well as some tips for all of us to protect our mail from being stolen.
She's accused on at least two different occasions up in College Station and Bryan of being in possession of stolen mail, credit cards and checks and that kind of thing. They were all stolen out of mail all over, I mean, anywhere from Austin to Bryan and College Station. She's involved with a group that's doing this, and then they're using the credit cards and checks for cash or merchandise or whatever.
How many have been arrested so far?
Federally, there's just one. She's the first one. But there will be others. This is the best way to put that.
And did your involvement come out of the arrest by College Station Police then over the summer on this case?
Right. I actually got a call from Bryan Police in June, and it was kind of vague. They said they arrested some people, but they were more concerned about a postal key that they had found. And then probably 2 weeks later, College Station Police arrested two people, Ashley Carter being one of them. And they were in possession of some stolen mail, and so I went up there and interviewed them after the second arrest. They were still in custody up in College Station. I think they were arrested the day after July 4th. And I went up and interviewed her, and another guy, Justin Long, was arrested on some state charges with her. And so I interviewed them, and as it turned out, while I was up there, it turned out that they were the same two that had been arrested in Bryan and June. And that time they also had some stolen mail on them.
Visiting with Tony Rose, a postal inspector out of Houston, about recent mail thefts in the Bryan College Station area and about the particular group of people that's under investigation and one arrest so far.
There's going to be some other arrests and some other deals on this particular case, you know, before the end of the year at least. So I've got a prosecutor down here in Houston that's very aggressive, and she's willing to work this whole group and adopt all their cases down here federal. So this group was just wearing out the police department up there. They were, I mean, I've got them, these people on video lots of times using credit cards and checks. So they weren't being very secretive, I guess. They weren't covering the tracks too well. So they're very well known to the local police, and that's why we're trying to adopt the case federals, because they're just not learning their lesson with the state.
As for protecting yourself, Postal Inspector Tony Rose talks about taking your bills and mail them at the post office or in those big blue post office boxes. As for receiving mail, make the investment in locking boxes.
If you put your bill in the mail in your mailbox and put that flag up, we have mail theft groups that they call that flagging, and they'll ride through neighborhoods looking for that flag up, and whatever mailbox has a flag up, they know that there's mail in there, and they'll go and they'll take that mail out because they know that primarily there's going to be bills in there, and they know that they can get the checks that way. You know, if you're receiving mail, of course post office boxes are more secure, but it's generally, I mean, you know everybody can't go get a post office box, so usually the carrier comes by about the same time every day. You can either, if you're home, try to time it to where you can go out there when right after the carrier comes, or now they sell these locking mailboxes, and which, you know, they have a key and there's a slot in it where the carrier can slip the mail through the slot, and then if you have something like a package, they can put a slip in there telling you to come pick it up at the post office. But that's really the two best ways. I mean, they're almost like burglars. If your mailbox is locked and your neighbor's isn't, then they're going to skip yours and go to the next one. They don't want to go to that much work to get in it. They're usually looking to just pull up, open the mailbox, grab the mail, and take off. And it's usually, our worst group with that is the methamphetamine groups. That's they're usually the ones that they're heavily involved in stealing mail and cashing checks and using credit cards and that type of thing.
Anything else that listeners might be interested in knowing, I mean, generally speaking?
They can steal your bill out of your mailbox, and in about 2 hours they can be at a bank cashing it, and they've already altered the check and may have payable someone else. So it's really just, you know, securing your mail. And the mail thefts in, up there that I saw, I went riding through the neighborhoods where they had the mail. There's a lot of neighborhoods up there around the university that have cluster boxes, is what I call them, and you have 8 or 10 mailboxes all attached together. None of them have any locks. I mean, that way, you know, the mail thief doesn't even have to run up down the street. He just pulls up in one spot and unloads it. So those lockable mailboxes are a good deal. Or if you're, you know, if you're more inclined, the post office box, of course, is the best security.
Thanks again to Tony Rose, who's a postal inspector in Houston, for the update on the arrest from last weekend, as well as some tips that may help prevent you or me from having our incoming or outgoing mail stolen. More information and a longer interview with Tony Rose is on WTAW.com. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.